May 10, 2004, I'm at the Hall of Fame, the La Crosse Hall of Fame in St. Catharines. I'm with Nick O'Hearn and myself. We're just going to talk about whatever comes off the top of our head.
Yeah.
This Hall of Fame,
you've been in the Canadian Hall of Fame, eh?
Absolutely, yeah.
And this, well, I feel this is 10 times as good, this one here. At this point, no, I missed a few years of Scott's. He started actually playing senior lacrosse in 44 for a few games when he was just a kid. He was only 16 at the time. And he was brought up to St. Kitts, so you would have missed Batman Cup, the first man, Batman Cup was there.
Yeah, I didn't play any Cup there. I was at the game season. I went maybe four or five, six games. I just didn't run a bit. Jerry Fitzgerald and that. We both did the same thing. I mean, Jerry and I played also the next 3 years together with some passes after that. He won again in 46, too. Yeah, and Jerry was on that team. I am one of the stars of the 46 team. I was with him until September, I think, for a hockey camp. And I didn't go through the main cup, which was hard at that time, in Major League Clubs.
So your actual lacrosse career has been shortened a lot because of lacrosse, I guess, eh?
In those days, the camp I started in September, first or second week of September. In fact, the day to the main cup for Peterborough, I showed them special conversation to go for a few weeks, but at the end of 2 weeks, I was over dead, I'd have to go back to camp. And I think that was true of anybody up there, two sports. Camp camp was early, and either made the team and didn't make the team, or were kept or were released, so training camp was a very, very important part of the hockey season. Luckily, for me, the training camp at Spoko was in Lindsay, so I only had a few miles to go from Peterborough to Lindsay for the camp. So I used to go back and forth from train camp to Peterborough then. So if I hadn't been, I don't think I would have gone to the Man Cup in just a young era.
So you ended up moving up to Peterborough, and there were three Man Cup teams up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just took a few St. Catharines boys with you.
Well, I didn't go to them, they just me. I played in Quebec City in 1937, and then Barry Thorpe met me during the hockey season and asked me what I was doing the coming year, and I said, well, I'm going to be getting married. And he said, well, I'm going to come to Peterborough, and we'll get your place in Peterborough. So I spoke to my married, who is my wife now, for 53 years. I said, what do you think? She said, well, you know, they're fine. And we got a nice cottage on Ocean Mountain for the first year. And then we got a house in Peterborough for the next 2 years. Then things happened at Peterborough. We were a very dominant lacrosse club. The cross didn't suffer very much, but the jobs that Curly Mason and Russ Slater and Lou Newton moved to Fort Hope because we got a cleaning service down there, but the jobs at General Electric were being cut back, and of course they didn't have enough senior money with the Carolyn. And they were starting up and out the places where things were rolling, so we got to go down. And with another firm, and we went back to General Mills, General Electric, and things, Oakwood and Union also went under. They were cut back and sold, and they made a big difference in bringing guys into Peterborough. But the nucleus of the team was there. So they, when my team came, I had an offer to go to the players, and I wouldn't go and live in Peterborough anyway. It was just a temporary stop over in the past days. So we, Mary and I went to Victoria, which I don't regret. It's just that I like the history. We went to a great community out in Victoria.
Well, you were there 2 years, so 54 and 55. What a deal.
Well, we can,
in a sense, it's very similar.
Yeah, we can use the great Peterborough for the Young Cup in Peterborough. This time it was ever played in Peterborough. It started in Maribor, but the name and the magic never been the record changes to the Civic Union, not the new one, but the old Peterborough, you know. And I think that it hadn't been played in the new one, I don't think it would be this. I don't think it would be this. Played on the field, naturally, but that's
how I feel. You know, that Bible, if you go on there, I've got a little clip of that.
I lived with you there.
I think it was probably Fred, might have been the parent coach with
Yeah, exactly.
He comes up and it's from the CBC archives,
mm-hmm.
but it's on that Bible for the interviews and stuff. So, yeah, Bobby and Philip, I heard a lot about them. Unfortunately, I never met him.
You see, that's the way it's he's a nice person to start off with. He was a good fast player, and he was a good hockey player. He had a concussion when he was with Detroit, and I remember the general job here, but he played the American League. In fact, he played his first year with Daniel and Allison for a little while, and then he went to Houston and finished his hockey career in Houston. We call it that time the Central Hockey League.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, things are a different game than they are now, right? At that time, we all belonged to somebody. Like I belonged to Little Shore. I don't believe a good thing.
How did you belong to Little Shore?
I was young and I really know it's like a third of him. But he really treated me well, and a lot of guys say he didn't. Like, I was fine, like other guys. But I don't know if things back at the end of the season. I know why. But I did. When you got away from him, then you realize just how much you needed to have. Like, that's what I told him, Mr. Hopkins, was that he would try things. It wasn't the end of the day, but he would like to make the rewind like a rainbow, because he said, it causes the offside, so is that the wind is going to go forward. The sentiment going to back. You better have that other 8 or 9 inches to travel, and the wind is going to be on the offside. But we just laughed at him and went to this and then out of it.
Anyway, I heard that he used to report to me, in practice, I was all down to tie you up.
Yeah, but you're going to learn to tie you up. Who's tie you up? Your hand, like your arms, to so you'll use your bracket
without
death. And going down, you know, like the better side of the day, it's fantastic compared to the new play. Like when you went down, you stack your pads or something like that, if you were spitting, just let it get there, get your leg down up a little close to the corner. But today, like they go down, and the pattern is different. Like, you take the road, you know, for these goalkeepers and so forth, would you go down like you do now if you didn't have a face mask? The answer would be, are you kidding? We wouldn't be. Well, we can use their face mask. Also, our catching line is only 3 inches wide. You know, now they have 2 feet to catch that in the web. That's a big thing. And I got, your leg pad, when you were using 29, that mine was 29 inches high, which was just above the knee. So and we didn't have the daily pants that we had today. We used to have towels inside of our pants to cover that fiber. They say that we didn't shoot the puck that had dresses in. So it's not everybody, but I went to the difference just today and happy with that. 20,000 of us have to shoot the puck very hard. And in my day, we have 4 or 5 that could shoot the puck very good.
Well, I think back to the goaltenders, you got, there was only one goalie on the team in the NHL, so you only got the 6 best in the world. And then in the NHL, and then you got the next guys down the American League, which today they'd be in the NHL, those guys.
Yeah, maybe. The game would be a whole different story, because we weren't as agile as the goalkeepers should be. Of course, you didn't have to do because we couldn't do what we wanted to do anyway. You know, the Holy Spirit, they say it's fine if we went down and it's good. I don't know if you've got to have a certain amount of natural ability to do it in the first place. Yeah. And then you've got to have that desire, and desire is more important than almost anything.
Yeah. So how long did you play a natural hockey up until that year?
The 56.
Yeah, you were playing against Johnny Bauer then,
weren't you? Yeah, in fact, I got up to where I beat Johnny Bauer 2-2-5. But that doesn't mean I was playing Johnny Bauer. Yes, I had the two much better that night, and I beat Terry Sarchuk until a few games in a row. But still there again, not because I was a great, it was because I had a good team that worked that night. In fact, I had a good team, I was on that, but we were having runs.
Did you ever play with Tom Sherry?
No, he was never. I like Tom Sherry very much.
Yeah, I certainly want that.
He was just on that little segment. I just hope to keep him, because I think that's half the hockey season, he shows on the scene.
Yeah, that's why I watch him.
Yeah, he's not always right, but he was.
I was going to ask you, you played both sports, which did you prefer? Did you prefer whatever you were playing at the time?
Well, you know, I think you prefer what you're better at, and I wish I had been better at hockey, but I think I was better at lacrosse than I was at hockey. I had more opportunities in lacrosse than I had in hockey. You know, so what do you think you would have done if you hadn't gone to school? I don't know, but I would love it for a year to go swear on the back. Because you know, I've got guys like Donnie, someone's like that, he came in, and he played well, and he went to Boston. I almost got to Boston one night. We were playing in Providence, Rhode Island, and Boston called for a goalkeeper, and I was playing in Providence. I would have been sitting in front of that night. I probably would have an opportunity to play at least one game here. Peter Powell, for example, on Game State for Jimmy Games.
For Boston?
Yeah, for Jimmy Games.
And
you play one game in the chat. So, but everything doesn't happen the way you want it to.
Well, I'm looking at your career stats in major lacrosse. Now, these are the NHL of lacrosse, mm-hmm. the back in these days. And myself, I always wanted to give Teddy Higgins $1,000 to let me dress me one game and just let me go down the ship and maybe I jump on someone's back and get a pen and I just get my name in the score sheet.
No. Yeah. A lot. And I mean really a lot. Depends on who you play with. You know, there are some great players in the class that aren't in the Hall of Fame that play for teams that aren't winners.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems that they just look at winners. So there's a kid down in a real teacher that played with some characters that excellent. Donnie Baker's Donnie Baker was that he didn't play long enough, but he could stop. He kept Donnie playing lacrosse, but he was, to me, a super lacrosse player.
Where did Donnie Baker come out of? I've seen
that's easy. So he goes early. That's really good. But he didn't play long enough, and he had criteria going into the, like, in the LA and CLA that you have to play so many games, do so many things. And he sort of said that they don't continue. Like, I could name that eight or ten players that were excellent, but they didn't play long enough. But maybe the love wasn't there, they had that natural ability. Maybe, you know, but it became anything as I say to my grandchildren, we live happy, like happy, that's the moment, that's not good.
We've got to
love it.
And you have to have an understanding, me too, like very right for that to understand that, you know, you love this world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, I was married for 7 years before I got married, off and on, as it is from house and everything, but you can understand it, if I'm playing men, I'm not going to stop playing because of the marriage. Yeah. And she wasn't going to go to class that night, and she wasn't going to offer that. But she said, and I said, that was the work. You know, so, I guess that some guys had a problem, but I didn't. We had nice moments where we lived in the trail and lived in Peterborough and lived in Springfield. And, yeah, quite a life growing up, I guess.
She would have been 38 in the last year with the St. Catherine.
Yeah, and
did you go into coaching or?
No. I love the demonstration. In fact, I love the demonstration now, but the problem is, it's too much interference with what you want to do. You know, like, today, you know, when I played for Vic Tua and played for Mr. Elliott and Mr. Morrison, who were school teachers, they did let you play your own game. There's no patience, we're in the power of energy. And if you do amazing like that, like I went into that for 7 or 8 years when I was going to school, and all I've got into is groundwork. So it's really hard, and things happen, and that happens to some people that they're not ready to. Some get breaks along the way, some don't get breaks along the way. Was a fine team for somebody else except us. Like, Hershey was Boston, Pittsburgh was John Maple Leafs, New Haven was Rangers. So we got the team thing. We were all great players, we're all players that would look after other organizations. Right? And a lot of them didn't want to report to them because they didn't need it. Even if they were going to share it through the career reserve. But it wasn't. A lot of good guys came to Springfield and Keith Allen became general manager of Philadelphia. Remember last year?
Yeah.
Last year, got down that Sunday, you won the rookie deal.
Ross Lowe, what did he take? Did he take Oscar?
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Yes. So, he died down that first seven at that summer. And what a great deal with us. So, this is happening.
I'm figuring that your biggest memory will probably come from the past. I wouldn't be in.
When you played senior lacrosse for Quebec City in 1947, was Punch and Mark playing all year?
No, Punch was there. He had it for a year before. He was coming to Gresham at the time of afternoon really well. It was a little bit of the traveling, we traveled from Quebec to Quinlan and to Laval, and out of there with Cab Marano Indians had between that year. And it grew well in some places. That was good for the capacity, but not the rest of it.
Quebec grew really well in the nation, some of the first places and too.
Yeah,
the old MLL.
Yeah.
It grew pretty well in 74 and 75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a change of things. And like you know, it's hard to get people into the games too until the past comes, because you have so many other things.
Yeah.
So honestly, you say that I can remember when you played against the Falcons in the early 30s. Like you'd have 2,000 people.
Yeah, I guess I was born about 15 minutes, 15 years earlier, because I never got to see an outdoor game in the bowl. We used to have all our practices in Oshawa,
very
minor.
Two big things there. One of them was a nice way to spend an evening.
Yeah,
it seems baseball.
Yeah.
I think we had a nicer evening, sitting there watching a nice ball game.
Exactly.
The Stars was the same way. But, you know, you would try that all the way down from Peterborough, and you get lined up when you got the gym or outside of St. Catharines, and then they got halfway through the game, and the band player would come, and you couldn't play once it started running, because you played on gravel, that wet and muddy, and I played one night in St. Catharines, playing the same song, and you couldn't find the ball when you missed the pass.
I remember Earl Sound was big around 39, and all those guys went to Peterborough.
Bill Roden and Gary Mason and Lester Slater.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of
football. I think also Jack Fett. I think Jack Fett played in 1950, but he didn't come back in 51. He didn't play in the military thing, but I think he did play for
Peterborough. So I think he would be for Peterborough.
I was in the Senior Beach in Virginia, and I had good Senior Beach in Virginia. Timber structures that owned Timberwood, and they well, it was good.
I'd like to go for 194th regular season goals, but I'm sure within a couple of weeks you'll be over 200 there. And you've got 61. I don't know if you even care. Some people do. You know, they call it really
good.
I think people will help me back and they complain because it's 1974, there's some fastness, and I wasn't the statistician, I'd only take what the book gives me.
Yeah, it didn't look that for better now than we were in anyway. And if you were up at the top of the square, I would imagine that you were concerned about how many
I see you're 60 square way up to 58, and you're around 30 years old at that time. So you're 30s when you, I guess in the old days, just when you start to think about retiring.
You play because you felt it. If some guys are feeling, because you're feeling that you're old. Look at Ross Phelps. You know, I didn't go into
look at Tommy Edwards, 47.
I didn't go into Tommy Edwards.
Oh, he played for Brooklyn 11 while he's late. And then he played senior B the last couple of years. Yeah. So he's still one of the two or three best players on the team.
He's having fun. And I see this a lot in university. Where a young player comes here, and he was a stone boat at, say, some E club in Chatham or some other kind of junior group. There was its own racial crisis in the junior group, and others that are even American Latin America that came back to get up and get back to school, he can't understand why he isn't that standard. It's just that the talent of it has increased to 40%. And then some of them realize that, oh, they've got to put it more and sell more. And they do that. I was just about to put it. And then after a little bit, they don't raise the school, and they're going to be more like that and do it this way. So.
Yeah,
it's not desirable. I think it's a wonderful play. The only person to get involved in baseball, hockey,
a team sport,
sitting rooms, surrounds and crowds of people, and enjoying it, and that does set for themselves, right?
You know, I always notice that the kids that I know that play on the team sport, they're more respectful to elders, and they realize that the whole world doesn't revolve around them. They're not as part of a team.
Another thing is, you are raised differently in the house too. Okay? My neighbor could kick me in the butt, and my father wouldn't do anything about it. But the neighbor did that today.
Yeah.
He didn't quit. So we respected everybody. We wasn't respect coaches or anything. We respected the neighbor. You know, if the neighbor said don't cut across from long, we didn't cut across that long. But today, well, the good teachers,
Hall of Fame dinner in the fall.
You go to
the Mecca?
Yep, you go to
the Mecca. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Nick.
Bye.
Talk to you after.
Bye-bye.